Welcome to Conversations with Paul and Leslie, a podcast that informs, educates, and inspires listeners with topics that help them to live with passion and pursue their purpose.
Hello, everybody. How are you? My name is Paul.
Hey, and I'm Leslie.
And we are
Team Taylor.
It is so great to be back with you all again.
Yes, thank you all for joining us today. And thanks again for all of your support of Team Taylor on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn. Oh, you name it. We appreciate you. And we hope that what we are sharing is being a blessing to everyone that we reach. Thank you for your support.
Thank you so much for supporting us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
yes,
Spotify, YouTube, all those places that she just listed. Thank you so much supporting Team Taylor. To our Team Taylor supporters, thank you. We hope that the content that we share is a blessing to your life and that it helps to improve upon your life. And in that vein, thank you for supporting our podcast from 2 weeks ago.
Oh, gosh. I enjoyed that discussion.
Yeah.
It was our first time back in a little while.
Wow,
but
yeah.
I enjoyed having that. Just talking about growth and just the idea of all of the things that help us to grow, our mindset, our attitudes, our how to weed out negativity.
Yep.
If we can just continue to do that, we will continue to soar.
Yep, I believe that. I believe that. I believe that if we can deal with our own personal negative baggage that we bring and then shield ourselves from the exterior negativity, that life for us can be so much better.
So much better.
Yeah, but today.
Today.
We're going to sort of continue to deal with that idea a little. And our topic for today is your attitude really does determine your altitude.
Yeah, I like that quote. I believe it's from Zig Ziglar. Just hearing that your attitude determines your altitude, it already indicates that you're headed somewhere if your attitude is in the right place.
That is
and is set
key.
Well.
That is key. If our attitude is the right type of attitude, then the external forces, people, circumstances, situations, whatever they might be,
right,
will not be able to stop us from achieving our goals and to making it into our destiny.
Not possible.
Yeah. And so our subtopic for today is, will you sink or will you soar?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
man,
let's help some folks to soar.
Yeah, we're going to soar. Right quick, if you just touch yourself wherever you are, whether you're watching this on video or whether you're listening to us on the podcast, touch yourself and say, I have plans to soar.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know, eagles soar.
Oh, wow.
There's certain birds that, you know, like chickens, they are really bound to a certain height, to a certain level. They can only go so high. And if you watch chickens, they just sort of hop.
Yeah.
And they flap their wings, but they don't get any altitude. But eagles, man, eagles, they soar. They're majestic. And I understand, I've heard preachers say this, haven't done the research myself, but I've heard preachers say that when storms come, that eagles get up above the storm. And I've been on planes before.
Right.
Flying back from Chicago, and there was a storm, and the pilot said, we're going to get up above the storm. And, man, it was amazing that as I looked out my window, I could see the clouds and everything below me.
And what did they do? They raised the altitude.
They did.
Yeah.
They
the
did.
The height.
Yeah.
Yeah. The elevation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And they did it. Watch this. Because of the storm.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That.
They did it. They did it because
of
the storm. Because the storm was there. They had to take it to another level.
Yeah.
In order to fly and for us not to have a flight that was bumpy and turbulent. Yeah. Oh, man. Are you getting the picture, everybody?
Yeah.
Sometimes because of the storm, we have to rise. And I believe, babe, that it takes a certain type of attitude to be able to rise during the storms.
Oh, absolutely. Your attitude has to be set on things above. Get it?
Yeah, yeah.
It has to be an elevated mindset.
Yeah.
So that when the bumps and the storms of life come, because they will come, because your attitude is set and fixed on the one who we know can handle any storm, mm-hmm. our minds are set and elevated above our troubles. Therefore, yeah. we can continue to soar, because the one thing the enemy doesn't want is he doesn't want us to soar and rise above those troubles.
No.
The chaos, the situations we call the issues. But we, when we set our minds and fix our minds and our attitudes are in an optimistic view at yeah. an all-time high,
yeah.
then we can rise to higher heights and deeper depth.
Man, this is so good, because I've been thinking about the definition of the word attitude, and you use the word fixed, and an attitude is a settled way of thinking or feeling about someone or something that is reflected in a person's behavior. Mm. And so when a person's attitude is negative, you can see it. You can see it in their behavior. If they have negative feelings or negative thinking, you can see it leaks out in their behavior. But in the same way, if a person has a positive attitude, a good attitude, and they're thinking positive things and they're optimistic, that also leaks out in their behavior. So behavior is basically controlled or influenced by thinking and feeling.
And you know what? Our attitude can, if we just, like that thing says, can be fixed and settled on the high end.
Yes.
Then we won't lower ourselves to the lowest end, the woe is me end, the
oh, yeah.
I can't do this end. We will rise above them, and our end will be the I can do all things end.
Yeah.
It will be the I can get this done end. It will be the oh, no weapon formed against me shall prosper end.
Yes.
It will be the I am setting my mind on things above end.
Yes.
If we just take it and elevate it, we can soar to those high heights in God.
That is so good. So it sounds like to me that you're saying we have a choice.
We have a choice. We have a choice to set our attitudes in a higher plane, at
wow.
a higher level. We can soar above all of these circumstances and situations that sometimes get blindsided and thrown at us when we don't even expect it. But when our minds and our attitudes are set on God, are set on the things of God, it can be thrown, and we can throw it right back by soaring above it. And sometimes, you know, people will say, well, that's easier said than done, but it can be done.
It may be easier said than done, but it doesn't mean it's not possible.
It can be done.
You understand? So people say things like that, and that's negative,
yeah.
because what they're saying is, I'm going to allow my current circumstances to control my destiny. I'm going to let it choose my end for me. No. That's not how we do things. We get to choose. One of the most beautiful things, one of the elders from our church, Joe Johnson, he says one of the most wonderful things God ever gave us was choice.
Yeah.
The ability to choose. So we can choose to think positively, to feel optimistic. We can choose not to see the glasses half empty. We can choose to not, see everyone as an enemy and as a hater. We can choose to accept change and to be fluid and flexible and move forward into a new season, even though it's different and maybe just a little bit uncomfortable. That's up to us. And I wrote something, and I want to read it, because it says we can blame people, events, and other influences for our attitude, or we can make an honest assessment to see what needs to be corrected or improved and make the necessary changes. And here's what we can call that, honey. We can call that taking ownership.
Exactly. And I like the end, to make the necessary changes. Okay, because things hit us, right?
Right.
Things hit us. But what can I do?
Yep.
To make those necessary changes,
yep,
to turn that thing, like we said last time, from a negative to a positive. It's
absolutely
all in the elevation of our mindset.
Yep.
It's all in deciding to soar above it,
yep,
deciding to rise. It's back to that decision, and we can all make it. We can all rise above our circumstances, situations, issues, and problems, and decide for one time in our lives, if we've never done it before, to soar above it all.
That's how we roll around here. Those of you who are watching, those of you who are listening, that's how we roll. We soar. We don't sink.
Mm-mm.
We see the good. We choose to see God's blessing.
Yes.
We choose to say, you know what? It could have been worse than this. Thank you, God, for your grace,
yeah,
and for your mercy. Thank,
yeah,
you for shielding me. Thank you for this house. It may not be the one I really want. It may not be my dream home, but thank you for the roof over my head, because gratitude is an attitude.
That attitude of gratitude.
Yeah.
That's a habit of mine right there.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be our next discussion.
Maybe that'll be the
habits
next one.
Habits of mine.
Oh, that's so good. I've learned that you can't be grateful and bitter and depressed and worried and anxious or any of those things at the same time. You have to choose one. When you choose gratitude, it changes your whole outlook, because you see the good in everything, in everything. So a story, right? Just to close us out, there's a guy named Joseph, right? And Joseph had some brothers, and Joseph's dad favored him over his brothers. His brothers were angry, and they decided they would kill him. But one of the brothers said, no, don't kill him. Let's just throw him into a hole. And they threw him into a hole, and they kept him there. And some people came by, and they sold him into slavery. Now, Joseph had the opportunity to be angry with his brothers and to feel sorry for himself because he was sold into slavery. But as a slave in a guy named Potiphar's house, you remember, honey?
Yeah, I remember.
Joseph rose to the top. He was the newest guy there, but he was now running Potiphar's house. Potiphar wasn't even paying attention to his house because he trusted Joseph so much.
Yeah.
And then Potiphar's wife lied on Joseph, and he ended up in prison. But in prison, the jailer put him over the whole prison.
Still soaring.
He soared.
Still
he ran
soaring.
The whole thing.
Still soaring.
Now, was it unfair that his brothers sold him into slavery? Yes. Was it unfair that Potiphar's wife lied on him?
Absolutely.
Yes. But each time he made a choice.
He did.
He chose to rise above it. I'm not going
to
sink. I'm going to soar. And later on, he interprets a dream for a butcher and a baker.
Yeah.
And he says, just make sure you remember me when you get out of here. And when they got out, they forgot about him. But he kept on soaring. But eventually, when the king, the Pharaoh, had a dream that no one could interpret, one of those guys remembered Joseph. And they brought him out, and he interpreted the dream, and he was raised to be the second command over all of Egypt. Why do we tell you that story? Because Joseph's attitude determined
his altitude.
His altitude.
Yeah, he chose to rise above it all.
Yeah.
From the pit to the palace, we call it.
I'm telling you. And just like that pilot that day, when the storm hit, he made the decision to fly above it.
Yeah.
We came today to encourage all of you to fly above it.
Rise above it, y'all.
Don't let the storms stop you. Don't let the changes stop you. Have that positive, optimistic, faith-filled attitude, and go ahead and soar to your highest heights.
Don't stay low. keep going high. We've heard that before.
We've heard that before.
When others go low, you go high.
Who said that?
That's our First Lady, Michelle Obama.
That's a bad lady. Listen, everybody, that's our time for today.
Yes.
We have really enjoyed this discussion, and we hope that you were blessed by the time that we spent together. My name is Paul.
Hey, and I'm Leslie.
And we have been
Team Taylor.
God bless you.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you for joining us for Conversations with Paul and Leslie. We hope that today's topic has inspired you to live with passion and pursue your purpose.